It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's definitely going to be different not having those matchups that you would expect every year.
Because the NHL drafts like 17-year-olds. The NHL has to tread the water really carefully. Like, they don't even have a goalie. Like, what is the draw? But going into this year because of the Seattle Kraken's expansion draft. But,
where is this going?
So listen, hear me out. It's going somewhere.
It's just not part of hockey. Like,
really looks like that weird dad I don't want me to pick up from school. Like,
welcome to Slapshot Sweethearts.
Welcome back, guys. It is time for Logo Rankings Round 2 with the Slapshot Sweethearts. Shannon, let's kick it off with number, 21?
Yep, we're going 21 to 11. So, once again, thank you to our friends at New Era Sens for challenging us to rank our logos. The Senators' logo sucks. We won't forget that. But because their logo sucks, it won't be in numbers 21 to 11 this time.
Nope, we already talked about those. So, long in the past. This is the middle ground. So,
nope.
Let's get into it.
These are the average Joes. At number 21, we have...
Okay. What Shannon talked about last time, I have the Lightning here. She does not like this logo at all.
Absolutely not.
I think it's like a nice, like sharp, like I like the sharp lines. I'm fine with it.
I mean, it has no colors. I guess that's, you know, the Rangers logo is fine, but the same as every other original 16, like make a different one, like update it, make an alternate. The Rangers don't even have a mascot. They don't have a captain. They don't have a mascot. They don't have an alternate logo. Like, talk about freaking average Joe. Like, I can't.
I'll get into my thoughts on the Rangers later. Stay tuned for that.
All right, 20.
I have the Flyers, which, as I did in our last episode with the New Jersey Devils, I'm going to make myself sound like an idiot. I don't really understand what's happening here.
You know it's a P, right?
What? No, see, this is why I like some of these logos. I just don't like, because I just don't get it, and I'm just dumb as shit right now.
I don't know the history behind the Flyers name, and I
like they're flying, like it's a wing on a P. Is that it?
Yeah,
that's fine.
And I think it's like it's slick. It looks good on their jerseys, but I'll criticize them the same way that I do other teams, in that they don't have a good alternate logo, and I do like that dual logo situation.
Like, I think they have a lot more opportunity, which is why they're kind of down here for me, is, like, in a city of Philadelphia, there's so much opportunity. Like, put a Liberty Bell or something on an alternate. Like, something history-related. There's so much to do there.
Yeah, and the Eagles don't do that, but the Sixers really do. The Sixers have done... I mean, granted, their name is the 76ers, but the Sixers... I mean, Nike's City Edition jerseys are hit or miss for a lot of cities, but for the Sixers have been fantastic. They've had jerseys that are parchment-colored, like the Declaration of Independence. They have... the font on them is like the signatures on the Constitution. They have a ton. This year's are like the Boathouse Row in Philadelphia. They have Liberty Bell tracks down the side.
See, like, that's what I'm saying. So much room for activities and opportunities.
Speaking of room for activities, Buffalo has taken advantage of the room for activities in a bad way. I don't know. What on earth? I understand the city is named Buffalo. But why did you put the Sabres? Why did you put a jumping buffalo above, like, say, a classic fighting Sabres? Like, what? There's too much happening here, and
I think he's, like, charging.
See? We're both, we don't understand. And it, like, it's like the Bills logo.
Like, I think those are supposed to be, like, speed lines, like, whoosh.
Yeah, so is he jumping into speed or charging? It's also, is he charging into the end of that giant saber that's twice the size of him?
No. No.
I don't know. I just
people listening to this, take a second to watch it on YouTube, because some of the facial expressions when Shannon tells me these things, I think it's really funny. Which, glad I can learn to laugh at myself. We've come a long way in life.
Whoever designed this really tried, but I'm not convinced.
Fine. Okay. 19. I got the Yotes. You hated this logo. You had the coyote so low.
Yeah, and the more I look at it, I'm, like, contradicting myself, because this does have really great detail, and it does have three
colors. You're at 27! Like, what? This is such a well-designed, detailed yote.
Their reverse retro yote is so much better.
That doesn't mean this yote isn't good!
I guess. I don't know. I want the other yote.
Your hat.
I'm not eating my hat on this. And I'm kind of regretting putting the Canadiens logo this high. I don't know what I was thinking.
This is so boring to me.
It's so boring. I don't know what part of me was like, yeah, they deserve 19. Like, maybe I felt bad because we put, like, all of the original six teams in the bottom. But no part of me thinks that the Canadiens logo is better than the Bruins logo. So I don't know what I was thinking.
That's fair.
That was a mistake on my
end. Well, regrets and mistakes, memories made. Number 18, Lego. This is my lucky number, 18. And I have the Edmonton Oilers. Maybe them having my lucky number here will give them some luck, because I don't know what the heck they're doing.
Maybe they'll play better.
Probably not.
Their logo is fine.
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's like a little drip of oil, right?
Yeah. It's like the Houston Oilers. It's like every oiler team that you see in a movie. It's fine.
I like the font. I really like serif fonts that have like a, you know, the little serifs and stuff. Like, all my tattoos that are lettering or numbers all have serifs on them.
I just
think it's fun.
My problem isn't with the Oilers logo, and I guess this is what I let bias come into my rankings, which was unfair. The Oilers and the Islanders have very, very, very close colors and branding, and so it, like, makes me mix up a lot of their, like, things, even though their teams are nowhere near similar. And I think that's just like a fault of the NHL to, like, allow teams to get that comparable in branding. Like, I don't
know. That's fair. We'll get to the Islanders in a second too.
Yeah, so I have the Wild here. The thing is, the Wild's logo is really cool. Like, this was a well thought out logo, but the execution of what they do with it is horrible. There's a ton of green in this logo, and it goes on top of... I feel like
you're holding logos responsible for poor apparel.
Yeah, because what the hell else do you do with a logo than put it on a jersey?
I don't know. I just think you have to respect the logo for what it is.
Okay, I just said I respect this logo. It's a very well-designed logo. I don't want to hurt the logo's feelings, but... But the problem is, it goes in tandem with another Hunter Green full-ass uniform, and it makes the logo look bad, and it makes you miss all the details of the trees and all of that. Like, you probably didn't see the lake in his mouth. Don't see that on the jersey, because there's too much green. 17.
Okay. I think the Capitals have such better logos than this. I also don't think this is, like, their main one.
I was about to say, no, it's not, but I, quite frankly, did not have time to get their other one. So,
fine. I think the Capitals have a lot of cool stuff.
I don't like their new logo.
I've rounded the corner of, like, logos I don't like to logos I'm, like, pretty chill about. The Capitals I'm pretty chill about.
It's fine. I mean, like you said, this is not their primary logo. Their primary logo is the one that says Washington Capitals and the L. The L is a hockey stick.
I like that.
It's okay. I fear that Washington teams use their names too much as logos versus leveraging the things that are in the city. The Capitol, there's a zillion monuments. Do something with them. And the Capitals used to.
They're called the Capitals, so.
Yeah, the Capitals used to. They had those really awesome, I tweeted it the other day, those really awesome maroon blue jerseys that had the Capitol Dome on it and said Capitol underneath. Yeah. I love those.
Yeah, I'm about that. But, I mean, if you put a Capitol Dome, you have to put scaffolding, because when is there not?
That's true. Well, if you live in D.C., you can't even go to New York.
True. Speaking of a city that had an L in a hockey stick, you have a city that also incorporates the hockey stick here.
Yeah, the Islanders logo, again, is fine. And I think that I probably gave them too much flack because, one, I hate the Islanders, and, two, their colors are literally the same as the Oilers. And I know that a lot of teams use the same colors. Red and white are very common. Red, white, and blue is very common. Blue and white is also very common.
I'm however, sorry, this isn't red.
Yeah, I was talking about red, white, and blue, but I also
am orange. I was like, wait.
Well, no, so where I was going was saying that orange and blue are not that common, so the fact that the Oilers and the Islanders use the same shade of orange is very distracting.
I feel like for me, I don't find it uncommon, though, because I'm a Mets fan. So it makes sense in my head.
I guess because it's odd that how many New York teams use orange. The Nets, the Knicks, and the Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
I said Nets, but I meant Mets. Knicks. Also odd that those are both there. Knicks. Yeah, but the Knicks don't. No, the Knicks do use orange. The Nets don't. Well, what have you? Number 16. Capitals, same difference. We discussed that. What about the Maple Leafs?
I like the detailing of the leaf.
But it's a leaf.
I like the stick of it. I'm into it. I'm fine with it. I'm here for it.
You're here for it or you're fine with it? Those are different.
Somewhere in between the two.
Okay. I had the Maple Leafs very, very low.
I can touch with it. You know, it's fine.
I had the Maple Leafs really low. I don't like how a lot of Original Six teams are just adding detail on detail and not really leveraging any sort of alternate. I am a fan of history.
Intriguing. Would you be down for that?
Yeah, that's fine. I think I don't want them to get rid of their original logos. Obviously, they're Original Six teams, and there's an incredible amount of league history there. But just leverage some alternates. Leverage some additional colors. Like, you don't have to necessarily add a purple in there, but, like, you know, maybe another shade of blue. The gray that they did the other day, I like that. That's a step in the right direction. The Red Wings could take note.
I have Nashville here, the Preds. I think this is unique of all the felines.
This is definitely of our kitty friends, by far my favorite. And yeah, my favorite of most feline logos of professional sports, actually.
That's what I'm saying. I think this is a well done feline.
But you have it at
it looks like a predator. I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that.
You have it right in the middle.
Yeah, they're fine.
An average Joe.
Yeah, he's fine.
So what do you not...
I'm comparing it to the felines, not to the logos.
Okay, so in comparison to other logos.
It's fine.
Anything to improve?
Some shading.
Some shading.
Okay. I would like this to look a little more lifelike.
You should have just give them a panther to put on the ice?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm supposed to be.
I'm surprised. No, because there is a panther. What's a predator? They're like those ancient.
Is that a real?
It's in Ice Age. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. I thought you were trying to tell me there was like a real cat called Predator.
And it's not called a predator, but there is like an ancient cat, like a dinosaur cat.
We'll do our research on that.
After we finish recording this.
Yep. I really don't like your pick, so we're just gonna...
I was gonna say, I'm surprised I wasn't attacked as soon as I pulled this up. the Golden Knights.
I wanted to get my piece out first before I attacked you.
You know, I was so excited for the Golden Knights expansion, and I
don't understand why you're still not.
Well, let's hold our horses there and hear my argument. You know, I was so excited for it. I heard the name and I was like, well, that's fucking dumb. And then I saw the colors and I was like, all right, we're getting better. Then I see the logo and I'm like, that's fucking dumb. And like, it just sort of like, we're going back and forth. And you know, the logo is just, it's not that it's dumb. That was an overreaction. It's underwhelming. I think in this day and age of graphic design, like I was saying in the prior episode of our bottom basement logos, there is so much potential in logos.
You're telling me this isn't dope as shit?
No.
She's shiny.
Is the logo shiny or the jersey shiny? You just called me out for that.
I don't know, but there's extra detailing in there.
There is subtle shading.
Anyone who's confused with what's happening, I just tore my jersey off the wall to shove it in Shannon's face.
Oh, I didn't even notice because I only have one screen open.
I've literally been shoving my jersey in your face.
Well, thank you for that, Megan.
Oh, there it is.
14, before Megan can shove anything else in my face. I have Calgary, and I'm kind of shocked I put them this high. But we did discuss this in our prior episode, that Calgary is just lost in potential here. This is a very great idea that was executed wildly poorly. If they had designed this the way...
Unlike Vegas.
No. The way that the Avalanche logo is done, the way that some of those logos are done, where there's shading, there's depth, there's detail, this would be incredibly cool. You know, fire is... You can't do fire wrong, and Calgary figured out a way to do fire wrong. Like, I want to speak to the manager. Like, Karen.
Yeah, where's Karen? This is like if you went to a restaurant that had crayons, and it was like, color in this thing, and it's like, you know how when you color, you do like a bold outer edge, and then you like fill it in.
Literally.
This is that.
All right, you have the Islanders.
This is why I had them so low. I have the Islanders. That's Long Island. That's their logo.
Yeah, they literally just took an outline of the island and
it said here at Long Island.
Smacked it on a logo. Very innovative of them.
Yeah. I'm here for it. It's the New Yorker who really wants to defend anything having to do with New York.
Oh, no, I never do.
Wait for the day I'm back there. Well, fuck you for this one.
You told me offline. The Penguins logo is boring. It's old and boring.
Mine is only one up from here.
It's old. It literally looks like it's from the 90s. Look at those gloves.
Yeah, they could give him some new gloves.
Iceberg needs help. Look at him. I mean, again, I think this has a ton of potential, but it needs updating so, so desperately.
See, this is what I keep saying. I've turned the corner into logos I kind of am into, and you're still hating on everything.
I could criticize literally anything.
Great. This is why we're good friends. I like the Minnesota Wild logo. I think it's cool. I mean, I think Bob Ross could teach them a thing or two about trees, but, like, R.I.P.
Yeah, no, I mean, I said I like the logo. It's the execution that's really poor. And I think you could kind of swap back and forth on other logos.
I called you out being like, stop holding logos accountable for poor apparel.
Well, you said the Lightning logo was very sharp. Is the logo sharp or does it look fine on a white jersey?
No, I think it's sharp.
There's nothing to be sharp about. It's just
the sharp Lightning.
Flip art Lightning bolt.
It's got an outer edge. They could put a cloud behind it. That'd be cool.
They could do anything. They could add an outline, so it's not just a blue lightning bolt.
Well, it has the... like, a border, almost. It's just...
No, yeah. It doesn't. It's only one color.
What are you looking at?
Well, right now I'm looking at the Penguins in the Wild.
We'll revisit this on our own time. I'm here for the Wild, and then I have my Penguins. I think they could update. I think they should. He needs some new skates. Let's get Iceberg some new skates, some new gloves, maybe a fun stick.
Yeah, sponsored by Pure Hockey. Check out our link. We'll get Iceberg a new stick, some new gloves.
Yes, you can find that in all of our bios.
Maybe we can get some touch-up on his face, his beak. It's looking a little ghastly. He's looking a bit like Casper. But I have the Oilers logo way higher than you did. I like this one better than the Islanders logo in terms of orange, blue, and white designs. I don't know. I just think that it was really well done in terms of this color.
Is this your turn the corner into logos you won't shit all over?
Well, we're at 12, so I'm kind of running out of options on things to shit on, but we'll see what number right. is. I think there's probably hope.
Bring it on.
What number 11 is.
So I really like pendant logos. I said that before when Shannon brought up both of these two, or I brought up the Panthers. And even though I like pendants, I didn't like theirs, but I do like the New York Rangers. I like the full pendant look. If that's even like shield, you know what I'm saying. But I also, it's partially my New York biases. But I'm not missing like any like hidden lettering in here. Like this literally just says New York Rangers. I think it's sleek and simple. And I think that's totally fine.
Yeah, and you're right. The Rangers logo is sleek.
What are they going to do? Put a subway map? Like there's nothing else for them to really do.
It's a nice logo. I think I'm entirely speculating here, but it could be a pendant because it's a ranger, but like that's, again, I'm speculating.
Like a park ranger.
I like it. My issue, again, we should have defined what we were ranking upon so that I could maybe stay in my lane or you could exit your lane. because I am frustrated with the Rangers because they've had the same logo and not, I don't even think this has been updated. It's probably been updated like once since the start of the franchise. So like, and again, there's not a ton wrong with it, but like people get bored. I am bored by the Rangers franchise. Literally bored by your play, by your branding. Give me a mascot. Give me something. The Panthers. This pendant I like a lot. I think the Panthers are incredibly underrated in Florida, and it is unfair because the Lightning get too much hype, even though they have the Stanley Cup. Unrelated.
That was awesome.
The Panthers have an incredible alternate logo that we actually were saying is better than this, but this is their primary logo. I think that the only thing that is kind of, you know, give and take is that Panthers and felines in sports are overdone. So they really have to go out of their way to make this look cool. And I think, you know, it looks good, but I don't know that it's really making me, like, think of them the first time I wake up and the last thing I go to sleep, which is kind of what you need to do if you want to really make an impact as a cat in sports teams.
Yeah. Well, guys, that brings us to number 11. Only the top 10 are remaining, so make sure you check that out when it comes out. We will be all over social to talk about these, where you can find us, Twitter, @SweetheartsPod, Instagram, /SweethearTS. We are willing to go at it with you to defend our thoughts. Our GIF game is on point lately, so, you know, come rustle some feathers, or is it bustle? I don't know. But anyway, that's the word! We will see you guys next time. You know? We're ready.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.